This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
For every parent who has ever thought about running away from home or just hiding in the bathroom until your child outgrows a very difficult stage, it's a true honor to welcome to this program nationally renowned psychologist Dr. Jeffrey Bernstein. His new book is Liking the Child That You Love. Build a better relationship with your kids, even when they're driving you crazy. Jeff, good afternoon.
Hey, Coy, how you doing?
Very good. Thanks for joining us. Been looking forward to this.
Me too.
Tell me first where the idea comes from. I mean, what are you working on, and when do you realize you have a book here?
Well, a couple things. One is I've been a child psychologist, family psychologist for over 20 years, and I've had so many parents in my office, often in tears, talking about how they just love their children, they do anything for their kids, they take a bullet for them, but their kids are driving them crazy. And I'll see how parents get so reactive to their children. And as I was trying to look at how to really help these kids, I found that really the best key to a good relationship for any parent with their child, it really rests more with you than with your child's behavior.
So it's what the parent is thinking or doing has more to do with it than what the child is doing.
Absolutely. I mean, Coy, think about it. How many parents out there walk around, you go into the grocery store or the pharmacy or, oh my goodness, the toy store or the Little League field or wherever you are, and, you know, something's getting to you. It's not going like those images of the Hallmark postcard. The kid's provoking you. Absolutely. We're not saying these kids get off the hook, but it's what the parent does with the situation. The parent freaks out and turns, oh my goodness, I lost it out of the blue. Well, the reality is parents don't lose it out of the blue. They have 9 concrete, specific, toxic thoughts that I discuss in Liking the Child You Love, and those thoughts are what get in the way of getting along. And they cause a lot of freakouts and, as the kids would say, spazzing out of the parents.
We're talking with author and nationally renowned psychologist Jeff Bernstein. His new book is Liking the Child That You Love. And the phone lines are open at 977-1070. If you're a parent or a grandparent or a teacher and you have some defiant, difficult children in your life, you have a question for Jeff, give us a call, 977-1070. Jeff, so it really gets down to the way we react as parents to what can be, and we've all been there, very challenging, trying situations where we look at our children and think, that I will not stand for that. You cannot act like that.
Yeah, and it's not just how we react, it's how we think. And by the way, I'm all about setting up good boundaries and rules, and we certainly don't want to let kids run around and take over and do mutiny in our homes. But the key is how we think. Let me give you a concrete example.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's take, for example, labeling. I have one of the toxic thoughts is label gluing. And hey, come on. I mean, I have adults that come into my office that are still fighting, you know, their self-esteem issues from being labeled negatively as a kid, labeled as lazy or careless or just selfish. And when you give a kid a label, they live up to it. That's the problem. So, like, for example, I'll give you one concrete way to look at it. Take lazy. Most kids aren't lazy across the board. They may have motivation issues, but I prefer to look at it as they're motivationally blocked. Maybe they're motivationally blocked to get their homework done, but they're probably not motivationally blocked to get that new video game that came out. So it's really about looking for the islands of competence, where the drive is in this child, and talking yourself down in your head as a parent so that you don't see your child unfairly in a limited negative way. The other piece of this is that a lot of parents don't want to admit these negative thoughts they get toward their own kids. Parents feel a lot of shame. Then they start beating themselves up. I shouldn't be feeling this way. There's something wrong with me. They start comparing to other situations. Trust me, all parents, all children struggle, every relationship. It's not easy. But again, the most empowering piece to this is for parents to learn that the key to a good relationship with their child rests more with them, their own thought process, than with the kid.
We're talking with Dr. Jeffrey Bernstein, renowned psychologist. His new book is Liking the Child You Love. And the phone lines are open at 977-1070. If you've got a question or a comment about your difficult child. Jeff, tell us about some other of these toxic thought patterns, as you describe them, that parents and caregivers are really susceptible to when they're presented with these defiant acts by their children.
And I'm happy to. And let me just tell you, I'm a yeller in recovery, Coy. I mean, my interest in this is more than academic. I mean, I've used this with my own three children, who are now 17, 15, and 13. But I'll tell you what, years ago, I was so super reactive. I'd go into the always or never trap. That's another one. You never think of anything but yourself. You're always trying to make this difficult. How come you never listen to me? And the way you talk to yourself affects not only how you're going to think of your child, but how your child is going to think of him or herself. So that's another one.
So we should never use the always or never when we talk about their behavior.
Did you say we should never use? I don't like shoulding either. We will try not to. You know, the only perfect people are in the cemetery. So, you know, when somebody gets buried, no disrespect to the dead, all we say are nice things. So we're all a work in progress.
Yeah, well, I like that.
But I hear the spirit of what you're saying, and I agree with you. And another one would be seething sarcasm. Oh, you want to dress like that? Go ahead if you want to, you know, be picked up and thrown in a garbage truck, something like that. Or, oh, you really care about school? The way you're going, you're going to end up flipping burgers for your whole life. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but if you want the kid to truly have some, you know, drive toward education, you don't want to shame them with seething sarcasm. And the list goes on and on. There's even another one called detrimental denial. Not my kid. I can't believe Johnny would do that. He surely didn't do that. That's kind of a toxic thought in the other direction. You're not instead of seeing your child in an overly negative way, that's an exception where you see your child blindingly positive. Another one would be, and we just tripped over that one, should slamming. You should listen to me. This shouldn't be so hard. I shouldn't have to tell you this 50 times. When we should, S-H-O-U-L-D, all over our children, that can be very shaming and creates a lot of anxiety for them.
We're talking with author Dr. Jeffrey Bernstein. The book is Liking the Child You Love, and the phone lines are open at 977-1070. Paul is on the line. Paul, you're on with Dr. Bernstein. Go right ahead.
Hi. I have a strange question. I'm a correctional nurse. I work inside of a prison. How much of this actually influences some teenagers to go down the wrong path, end up in prison?
I love your question, Paul. It's a wonderful question. The problem is that all of us are as parents, we're not perfect. But when these children internalize, as I've said to you, I've had people actually who had been in prison in my office. There's so much shame when we're thought of. We all want to feel that our parents value us. And the biggest problem is that when parents think toxically toward their children, it's not so much that it gets in the way of love. Love is always there, but, you know, I've never met an adult who turned around and complained that their parents understood them too much, that their parents were too supportive, that their parents made too many attempts to listen and empathize. Toxic thinking gets in the way of being able to listen. It gets in the way. So if a child who's a teenager is experimenting with drugs and he or she feels that the parent isn't safe to talk to and open up, because the parent has all these toxic thoughts, you better believe that over time a pattern's going to be established, there's going to be more of a disconnection, and yes, this can very much influence the child continuing to make bad choices and end up down that path.
Paul, thank you for the call. Great question. We've got a line open at 977-1070. We're talking with Dr. Jeffrey Bernstein. His new book is Liking the Child You Love. Jeff, to pick up on Paul's question, when is it too late? I mean, is it ever too late for a child? I mean, you know, we start to see these kids 16, 17, 18, 19. Is it too late for a parent to reach out and try some of these methods with their children?
Just a week ago, I had a session in here. The mother was 70 years old. The daughter, I want to say, was approximately 42. Lifelong history of the mother being a very overly reactive, angry, shaming kind. She had her own anxiety. I mean, she didn't wake up saying, I want to make this difficult. This was her problem with her anxiety. The more she worked with me and grew to own it, and she sat down and she had an incredibly healing conversation with her daughter. Of course, the two of them felt very sad about all the time they missed in between. So it's amazing what can be resolved when two people are willing to listen. But what I'm saying, it's never too late. But why not, as soon as you can, instead of seeing your child as lazy, see them as stuck. Instead of seeing them as selfish, see them as self-oriented. And on and on and on. Instead of telling them that they always do this or they never do that in a negative light, look for the exceptions. Look for the islands of competence. Look for the random acts of kindness and catch them doing that. And again, you can't just do this until you as a parent learn to get rid of your 9 toxic thoughts. That's why I keep addressing them in this book, you know, Liking the Child You Love.
It's Liking the Child You Love. Build a better relationship with your kids, even when they're driving you crazy, which what parent wouldn't say that their child does that once in a while? Jeff, you touched on this at the very top of the conversation, but I want to underscore this. Do you find that a lot of parents are very hesitant and perhaps even afraid to admit that, hey, sometimes I don't like my kid. I love him to death, but sometimes I don't like being around them. They just drive me nuts.
Parents tend to be, in one thing that the feedback I've gotten on the book, there's been a lot of enthusiasm for this book, has been that it validates for parents that it's okay to have those feelings of not liking their children, because it's a very shame-oriented feeling. Yes, most parents are afraid to admit that, and that's very sad. You know, and again, loving is easy, but I will tell you that understanding children is just as important, if not more important, than loving them. There's plenty of estranged parents and children out there, even grown children, who are estranged, who they may feel love on some level, but they didn't feel understood. And unless you get rid of your toxic thoughts, it's going to, as a parent, it's going to get in the way of understanding and letting this child really feel. And that's why often these kids will go toward negative peer groups, negative choices, because they have this fantasy that those people really understand them.
Let's go to Lee on line one. Lee, you're on with Dr. Jeffrey Bernstein. You go right ahead.
Yes, thank you very much. I taught school in Myrtle Beach for 20 years, and I have said this forever. When the two parents are working, if one of them is making the least money, would figure out how much it costs for that extra car and that those extra clothes and having the babysitter, and later on when the child misbehaves, having to pay a lawyer, et cetera, instead of making 100% of the money she's making or he's making, they're making about 18%. And for that kind of money, they can stay home with their child and raise their child the way it's supposed to be.
Well, there's a lot of wisdom to what you're saying. And, I mean, it comes down to lifestyle and choices. And at the end of the day, I think a lot of what you're saying makes sense. Now, let's take what you're saying. Let's look at maybe a single parent out there who doesn't have a choice. In those types of situations, if you don't have a partner, you know, or a spouse, you want to make every minute count, and you don't want to let toxic thoughts get in the way of listening. Not just talking and telling your kid what to do, but listening with an open mind and an open heart to your child. And that's why, again, learning how to get rid of your toxic thoughts, like I talk about, and liking the child you love, is really, really important.
Lee, thank you for the call. We appreciate you joining the conversation. The phone number is 977-1070. We're talking with Dr. Jeffrey Bernstein. Jeff, what do you recommend in a heated moment when you have a child who's just being completely defiant, especially in a store, because you won't buy something for them? What do you do? You're at your wit's end. You're trying to get out of the store. They've got a bad case of the gimmies, and I got to buy this. I just have to have this. What do you recommend?
Well, the formula, Coy, is calm, firm, and non-controlling. So sometimes what I'll advise parents to do is, I talk about this as a book, is you can even imagine yourself like strap yourself to the ceiling, like climb an imaginary ladder in the store and look down at yourself and ask yourself, how do I want to handle this? Imagine if this was broadcast on a major television network reality show. How would you feel if you freak out and grab, you know, this child? Because then you're basically role modeling to the child that it's okay to have a tantrum. So first acknowledge that it's hard. Secondly, remind yourself that everybody watching you probably has gone through this themselves or knows somebody that has. Take away the embarrassment and just stay and keep your emotional pace calm, because the child will eventually follow you. And if you escalate, the child's going to escalate with you. And how do you keep yourself calm? You don't tell yourself that this child is a spoiled brat. You tell yourself this child right now does not have the skills to soothe him or herself. You also take a look at, have you created, to some degree, pardon the expression, this monster? Have you been teaching this child that if they keep persisting? Not that you have to feel bad about yourself. We're all learning. So I think if you keep those points in mind, just deal with the situation, take it slow, and don't beat yourself up. And remember that it's not meant to be perfect. There are going to be some battles. You're not going to win every battle. It's just that simple. But it doesn't mean you got to give in.
And so much of it as a parent is saying, okay, today wasn't perfect, letting go of that guilt and shame and saying, you know what, tomorrow I'm going to be a better parent than I was today.
Absolutely. Or here's what I still did well today, and how can I leverage this to go into tomorrow? You know, and I'm still going to work on the things that I'd like to do better. And make sure you don't turn toxic on yourself. I shouldn't think this. I shouldn't get so angry. I shouldn't have yelled. I mean, you just roll with it and do the best you can. But again, the more you can get rid of the toxic thoughts, the more empathy you're going to have. And, you know, the more you remind yourself that your child is struggling too, that he or she is learning. You know, maybe they're bona fide hungry. Maybe they need to look at a different feeding schedule, whatever. And maybe the child needs to hear some consequences and some boundaries a little more clearly, and you need to be more consistent. Okay, not the end of the world. A lot of times when we're in the heat of a situation, we just forget that, you know, it's going to end. This isn't going to, and remind yourself, tell yourself, this isn't going to last forever. Let me chill out. I've had these things go on with my own children at times over the years. They were defiant. They were difficult. And I really had to talk myself down. Ask yourself, how am I going to feel afterwards? I had a boy in my office just the other day. His mom grabbed him right by the neck. And, you know, it wasn't child abuse per se, but it's because, you know, the way she did it, but it was, she grabbed him right by the shirt. But, I mean, it was close to the neck, and he had that visual, and it got in the way of them being able to talk about what really happened. So, again, remind yourself, how will I feel afterwards?
A book that will help many families. Liking the Child You Love, Build a Better Relationship with Your Kids, Even When They're Driving You Crazy. Author and renowned psychologist, Dr. Jeffrey Bernstein. Jeff, it's been a great honor to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.